Hey,
what's going on? I'm here.
I am doing great, you know.
Don't make it sound like you're mouth full up, sir.
Because I'm eating, bitch.
Okay, sis, I see you.
Let me tell you. Like, today, hold on. I don't like to eat with my mouth full. Just give me a second. There we go. So, today I tried my hand at cooking curried veggie chunks. Oh my golly. It was amazing. Like the flavor, like the texture, the taste, the seasoning. It was my first time doing it and I commend myself. I did well. Mm-hmm. So how was your day?
Right. It was okay. It's okay. Just got a lot done today.
Ooh, all right. I love that. All right. So nice little cute intro. All right. So for the people in, with this a forwarding, I've never heard advice before. Y'all know me by now, or you should know me by now. And if you don't, shame on you. This is me, Robin. And that's my friend over there, Shannon. And guys, this is Let's Get Into It. Yes. Welcome back. All right, so this week we're just going to be diving into what I consider as being hidden gems in the music industry. We're going to talk about underrated artists and some of their best works. And we decided on featuring Chrisette Michelles for this week. And for me, the main reason why I chose Chrisette Michelle as being one of those legendary icons who's been so underrated is simply because of the whole Donald Trump situation. You remember that, Shannon? Why don't you update the people, the masses, as to why Chrisette Michelle has basically been blackballed since 2016?
So, Donald Trump wanted somebody to come and sing at his... How do you say that word?
Inauguration.
Right. So, apparently, he couldn't get anybody else but Chrisette Michelle. Allegedly, the word on the street was he wanted somebody of color to come and perform at the so apparently what happened was she was the only one who was willing to go up against everybody else in the black community. Apparently she was warned by several other artists who advised her not to do it because it would be a suicide to her career. Unfortunately, she told them she is going to do it. She signed up to do it and she's going to fulfill her promise. So that's what she did. And she got blackballed by the music industry, who is heavily dominated by people of color. And so from that point on, her work has been limited. Her music has been limited. She was dropped from her record label, Motown Records, and Def Jam pulled her record deal as well. So a lot of things that was supposed to be going on for her, people pulled out of it. So basically that's the rundown.
Let me just say this. In the moment, because I remember when all of this was going down, and I said it to myself, like, if she is going to do this, her career done. Her career is going to be completely finished, because there's no way, right? After the many months of campaigning that this man had done at that point, up to that point, and then the uptick in the racial tensions since his campaign started, that who in a right mind as a person of color, there's no, and I get where she was coming from, you know, mind you. I understand where she was coming from, because she was saying that this is a moment for persons of all races to be united for one cause, which is the advancement and of the country of America. But at the same time, there's just so many things that you can spin it, you know, like with everything that's going on, there's no way a person of color should have been readily ready to die upon the hill where she got dead upon.
I agree, and I remember you saying that too. And at that time, I didn't really know who she was. I only heard about her based on that entire incident. So, okay.
All right. So, now since you've said that you didn't know who she was, I suggested that you go and listen to a very underrated album, which is called Better. It was released in 2013. It's a R&B Souls album, but it's one that I love to call a hip-hop soul album. Firstly, what do you think of the album?
So the album is called Better. It was released in 2013 under Motown's record. I really enjoyed the sound effect, the production, the entire body of work. It was well put together. I think a lot of us did not really expect what happened in that work. And a lot of people didn't even really get into the work because it was basically a loved album. So a lot of people did not get into it. And at that time, as we were talking about it today, a lot of people normally don't get into love albums. They, at the time, they were all getting into EDM. This is what it's called,
right.
EDM.
Right, EDMs.
Stuff like that. So a lot of people were not getting into love music, apart from people who was releasing from England, because you know most of us love the heartbreak, the love songs, the
songs dominating that allow you to get in touch with your emotional side,
feelings from UK. A lot of people were listening to the UK artists at that time. They weren't paying any attention to the Americans to say, okay, we need to be listening to this, getting into this. So yeah, basically my entire approach on the outlook of the album is really, I loved it. There is no skips. I did not expect what I listened to today, like for real. I did not expect that. And it's a good body of work. I would recommend anybody going to listen to that to go and listen to it.
I agree. Now, mind you, a lot of persons will be shocked to know this, but I've actually been a huge fan of Chrisette Michele. You know, I understand her style of singing. It's like an old way of singing. It's very jazz, it's very smooth. Her staccato, her vibrato, you know, her style of singing is reminiscent of the olden days, but it still sounds very fresh, very new, and very modern. You know what I mean? So I've always been a huge fan of Chrisette Michele. I've been a fan since It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. It's all right. I'll be fine. It's gonna be away. You know, from them days there. So yeah, I've been like a really good fan of Chrisette Michele. So like when this album, I mean, I kind of tuned out. Kind of bigger artist come out. She wasn't really that mainstream, but I stumbled upon this album by surprise. And to be honest, I was not disappointed. The first single that I heard from this album was A Couple of Forevers. Like, her entire look, like, she was like this lady that was, she was thick as hell. Like, the well-proportioned, boob-sitting, ass, thighs, well-nice, shaved, blonde hair, tattoos all over. Like, she's that bitch. You know what I mean? She's that bitch. And it's like, I love the way that she's always been able to like mix in hip hop with our R&B sound. She collabs with a lot of really great conscious hip hop artists. Particularly on this album, we had one with Wale, and I think we had one with I think it was Future? Do you have the track list up?
She collabed with Wale. Let me go back
Rick Ross, I think. because they're a lot. They collab a lot.
So she collabed with Wale, 2 Chainz. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, 2 Chainz and Future are basically the same thing anyway, so yeah. But yeah, like the album was so good. Like, this girl literally put her foot down in a couple of the tracks. Like, one of my favorite is definitely Visual Love. It was amazing. Like, the production of the album was really great. The themes was really amazing. Like, here we have a lot of a good body of work that can be played at weddings. Like, it's a timeless pop, completely timeless. Like, I'd want this to play at my wedding for sure. You know, couple of forevers, Visual Love. What's the one with Wale again?
That is called Rich Hipster. That was a good one too.
Yeah, and also the thing that I really love with, you know, their writing style as well, because some artists, when you hear their music, you can sometimes tell their upbringing. Like, you can always tell where their music taste is being influenced from. Like, sometimes, like, when you hear a certain person, they can know, oh, like, the person that come from the South, like Atlanta, and then plays the, oh yeah, that's a New York artist. You know what I mean? So you can really tell that this was like the Southern girl who loves hip hop, loves R&B, and has the vocal to do it all. And it's just so sad to me that she wasn't. Sorry. Oh gosh, the photo gave me gas. It was just so sad to say that of everything that went down, I think we should give her a chance. I think she should be given the opportunity to have a comeback. A comeback. What say you?
I definitely agree. I believe that Kanye West did the same thing that she did, and we were always quick to forgive Kanye West and to move on. And so many other different people has done the same thing, and we've been so. And I think it's really weird that people are still going on interviews and be like, oh, I want to be like Kanye West because he does bullshit like this and people still forgive him. Like, it's the norm for us to be like, okay, it's just Kanye West, let's move on. And it's crazy that we keep doing stuff like this, thinking that way, that what he's doing to us is okay. And but it should be fine. No, Shannon,
here's the difference, and we've talked about this. Kanye West is not dependent on a core fan base. You know what I mean? His fan base far exceeds gender at this point, and race at this point. We have people from all races who are a huge fan. Whereas we have Chrisette Michelle, great artist though she may be, her core fan base is mostly Black, African-American women. So, and or Black, or just African-American fans in general, you know what I mean? So when you do go ahead and do something that pisses off your core fans, like, that is definitely not, that is detrimental to your career. So Kanye can get away with it, but she wasn't.
But why are we able to hold her feet to the fire but not Kanye West? I understand to everybody else, yeah. Everybody else of a different core fan base of mixed races or whatever the situation is with Kanye West. But at this point, yes, her core fan base is African-American Black females who are going to go out and shop. But at the end of the day, those are the same set of people who are going out there to listen to Kanye West too. You don't think so?
Could be. I don't see their music overlapping, but could be, because I listen to her and I listen to him. So
okay, so that's what I'm saying. Just like how you're able to forgive her and say let's move on.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, I think it's time.
At first, At first, when this entire situation went down in 2016, my thoughts on all of this was, if you know that your career was going to take a big hit, why would you still want to do this? Because guess what? At the end of the day, Donald Trump will always be Donald Trump. He's able mm-hmm. to survive. He'll come back. But you, like, the thought of you doing that is going to be, like, really, really mm-hmm. slim of coming back.
Yeah. I don't know who did In Our Ears, but clearly, whoever did In Our Ears named the Teller the right thing. Because, I mean, a lot of persons were trying to dissuade her from doing it. Because there are just certain things where you just can't come back from. Especially when it pertains to, like, performing and, like, impressing a core fan base or impressed persons that are looking at you. Certain things you can't come back from. And I think now that Donald Trump is no longer in office, I think the masses out there should really reinvest into her music, because she makes timeless music. She writes so ahead of her time. She's in a great, amazing vocalist. You know what I mean? She can, at this point, still go up with the best of the best of the girls, because the way she writes is very contemporary.
True, contemporary
in the sense of, you're not listening to it and feel as though you're in the mid 1990s. You feel as though you are in this moment, but you're so enraptured into the whole feeling of love and heartbreak and everything that comes with the relationship, the ups and the downs, the journey. And those are things that people can relate to, and that's what she gives.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with what you're saying. And to add to that is that her music is something that you can genuinely sit down and take in and feel like you've listened to a great body of work finishing.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that you're going to be skipping this song, enjoy that one, mm-hmm. skipping this one, enjoy that one. Mm-hmm. Maybe this mm-hmm. one's a little bit good, but at the end, it's something that word for word, each song, every verse, every lyric that you hear is going to be something that is so juicy that you cannot believe that this is happening. Yeah. And it's a good body of work.
Okay, so if you were to, now that you've listened to Better, right? If you were to use this album to introduce others to Chrisette Michelle, which three songs would you use?
I would definitely use the song with Wale, Rich Hipster. I would definitely love Virtual Love and Better. I would want them to listen to the intro of Better first and then listen to the song. But those are my three favorite songs on there so far.
Okay. Okay.
How about you? Are you there?
Hold on. Hello, are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, sorry about that. So I was saying that was Better, Love Don't Leave Me Out, and no, Visual Love, sorry, Couple of Forevers, and Love Won't Leave Me Out. Those would be my top three songs that I would introduce to persons if I were to introduce Chrisette Michelle to just a random person. Yay. So yes, people, go out, listen to the album, have a nice little jolly time. You know, it's cupping season now. So, you know, say you have the right music to be listening to, you know, when it lay down with your significant others and you're having a wonderful, nice, candlelit evening. just putting Chrisette Michelle better and you'll have a nice romantic vibe. I am telling you people, give it a listen. It's available on all streaming platforms right now. So may I give the girl a free promo because nobody else clearly not give her. So yes, go. And so for our closing, anything else you'd like to add to the album? Anything else you'd like to say, Shannon?
I would want to say, Chrisette Michelle, all of us in life, we make mistakes. And at this, the true journey in life is when you're able to recognize that you've done something wrong and to acknowledge that and to correct it. But at the end of the day is we are fans who go out there, listen to these people and say, listen, these are good things. These are good body of work that they're making for us. So at the end of the day is we need to make sure that if we're forgiving the man or forgiving the boy or whoever, we can able to forgive females. I think most females do not get the same opportunities as men do, and that's totally unfair. The scale is always flipped upside down or always unbalanced. That should not be. The same standard that we hold a man is the same standard we should be holding these females, making sure this is happening.
I agree. I completely agree with you. That was very well said, Shannon. Very well said, definitely. All right, so peoples, again, if you've listened to us all the way to the end of the show, remember you can always link up with me on Twitter. I'm always there, bitches. It's AwkwardQueerJA, okay? And you can also find me on Snapchat at PrimaDonnaBoy93. And you can also find me on Instagram. It's x.ro_.ro.x, I think. But anyways, guys, just follow me. Please like this podcast. Please share it to your friends and tune in for another awesome week of Let's Get Into It, Sans. All right, anything else you want to add, Shen? Your ads?
No, that's good.
All right, great. All right, thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.